mina lapha ngikhangelele ukuthi uJoe Biden akhulume into abantu abazayizwa, abantu sebejele ukuzwa izinto ukuthi usemdala useliqhegu, kodwa bengakhulumi nge-economy lokuma kwezinto. Bekuthiwa kuzaba le-recession and they've managed to do very well against that. So ukuthi i-economy is bought isikhathi manje, even last quarter, i-previous quarter, o-president bathola o-1-2%, bangathola 3% growth. You've done excellent. UJoe Biden ushaye 5.25%. Kule zinto amele ukuthi azikhulume, angazi kumbe umuntu i-tenor yakhe, but it has to resonate with abantu namhla ukuthi bezwe, bebone izinto ezenzakalayo. Njalo kule zinto eziningi ezingakhulunywayo which are usayithi yabantu, ngokuba lixhegu kwakho uJoe Biden, abantu abaningi bebelieve ukuthi uKamala uyobe ngu-president, lokuthi ungiyonda olungiselela ukuba ngu-president. And uma uwumuntu oku-right wing sukhangelela ukuthi uKamala usesibuse 4 years, engaze bewine futhi uyawina, uyasibusa 8 years.
Sizwa kuthiwa yena ngokwakhe umnumzana Donald Trump uthi uza yethula amazwi aphikisa lawo ayabethulwe ngumongameli Biden. Ngokubona kwakho uTrump yena engakhulumani
khona lokhu ukuthi ebekhuluma ngapho uBiden ekhuluma ngalo indlela yokukhupha iviewership, ukuthi into uBiden abezikhuluma engaze khuphe nje 1 or 2 abangasoze bemlaleli. As close as the election is expected to be, uyakwanisa ukuthi ingxenye awine. That is the strategy. Ngoba kuningi uBiden angakhuluma ngakho okuzenza ukuthi uTrump ahluzuke kakhulu namhla. From amakhesi laphana eNew York, wathi bemsuka ngumama lwana, wathi ya mna phela lakwazicela vele ukuthi ngile mali eningi. Wonke umuntu wathi hhayi yavele, kathesi sekuthiwa kabhadale usedliwe, wathi aliyakwazi ukuthi kakula muntu ohlalele mali njalo, kathesi sekuthiwa bhadala. So ziningi izinto ezingavela. So yena laphana ukuthi ebephikisana la uJoe Biden, ukuyenzakala ukuthi umuntu asplithe i-screen and then amapoint kaBiden engasawi.